Good morning, and welcome to Simply Space. It's Sunday, April 28th. On today's show, NASA receives a space laser message from 140 million miles away, and SpaceX launches the Galileo mission from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Plus, a new ISS initiative aims to revolutionize space 3D mapping. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Space. We start off with a remarkable milestone in deep space communication achieved by NASA's Psyche spacecraft. Using cutting-edge laser technology, it has transmitted data at record-breaking speeds and distances. Here to tell us more is our space correspondent. So, what exactly did the Psyche spacecraft accomplish?
The Psyche spacecraft, currently on its way to the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, is equipped with the Deep Space Optical Communications Technology Demonstration developed by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. On April 8th, this optical communications system successfully transmitted engineering data from over 140 million miles away, which is about 1.5 times the distance between Earth and the Sun. This showcases the potential of laser communications to revolutionize how we transmit data from deep space missions.
That's an incredible distance. How does the speed of this laser communication compare to traditional radio frequency systems?
The laser communications technology used in this demo is designed to transmit data from deep space at rates 10 to 100 times faster than current state-of-the-art radio frequency systems. In fact, back in December, the experiment achieved a maximum data transmission rate of 267 megabits per second, which is comparable to broadband internet download speeds when the spacecraft beamed a 15-second ultra-high-definition video to Earth from 19 million miles away.
As the spacecraft gets farther from Earth, will the data transmission rate decrease?
Yes, the data rate is expected to decrease with distance. However, during the April 8th test, the spacecraft still transmitted data at a maximum rate of 25 megabits per second from 140 million miles away, far surpassing the project's goal of proving at least 1 megabit per second was possible at that distance.
Has the optical communications demo shown any other capabilities besides transmitting preloaded data?
Absolutely. In a recent turnaround experiment, the project relayed test data and digital PET photographs to Psyche and back again, covering a round trip of up to 280 million miles. This demonstrates the system's ability to not only transmit data, but also receive data from Earth.
It sounds like this technology could have a major impact on future deep space missions and even crewed missions to Mars.
Without a doubt. By enabling higher data rate communications of complex scientific information, high-definition imagery, and video, this optical communications technology will be crucial in supporting future deep space exploration, including sending humans to Mars. As the Psyche spacecraft continues its journey, this technology demo will keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in deep space communication.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you for that insight into this groundbreaking achievement in deep space laser communication. It will be exciting to see how this technology continues to advance and support future missions to explore our solar system and beyond. Speaking of space missions, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket successfully launched from Kennedy Space Center on Saturday, carrying a pair of Galileo navigation satellites into orbit for the European Space Agency. The launch took place at 8:34 p.m. Eastern Time from the historic Launch Complex 39A. Abby, can you tell us more about the payload and purpose of this Galileo mission?
The rocket carried two satellites that are part of Europe's Galileo Global Navigation Satellite System. This system aims to provide an independent high-precision positioning system for European nations, complementing the U.S. GPS system. With the addition of these two satellites, the Galileo constellation now has a total of 28 operational satellites in orbit.
How does the Galileo system compare to GPS in terms of coverage and precision?
Galileo is designed to provide real-time positioning down to the meter range, which is considered more accurate than standard GPS. When complete, the full Galileo constellation will consist of 30 satellites, providing global coverage. It will offer several services, including an open service for free public use, a commercial service for encrypted higher bandwidth capability, and public regulated services for government-authorized users, such as law enforcement.
This launch marked another successful mission for SpaceX. Can you describe the launch and landing of the Falcon 9 rocket?
The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off right on schedule Saturday evening from the Kennedy Space Center. After separating from the second stage, the first stage booster made a perfect landing on the drone ship, Just Read the Instructions, positioned out in the Atlantic Ocean. This marked the seventh successful launch and landing of this particular booster. Reusing rocket boosters is key to SpaceX's business model of reducing launch costs.
What are the next steps for the two Galileo satellites that were deployed?
Over the next few weeks, the satellites will use their onboard thrusters to raise their orbits to the operational Galileo altitude of around 23,000 kilometers. They will then undergo a series of tests to verify their functionality before being commissioned into active service within the constellation. The full 30-satellite Galileo system is expected to be complete by 2026, providing strategically important navigation services for Europe.
A groundbreaking new project by the International Space Station National Laboratory could revolutionize 3D mapping technology and transform space exploration. The multi-resolution scanning payload, developed by Australia's National Science Agency, CSIRO, aims to create detailed 3D maps of the space station's interior and exterior. Here to tell us more about this exciting development is our Simply Space correspondent. So, what exactly is this new 3D mapping technology, and how does it work?
This innovative system, housed within NASA's Astrobee robot, uses a combination of cameras and lasers to capture highly detailed 3D scans of the ISS environment. By mounting the payload on the free-flying Astrobee, researchers can map areas that are difficult or impossible for astronauts to reach. The technology works by projecting a laser grid onto surfaces and using cameras to capture the distortions in the grid, which are then used to create accurate 3D models. This process, known as structured light scanning, allows for the creation of maps with sub-millimeter precision.
That's fascinating. What are some of the potential applications for this technology, both on the ISS and beyond?
The implications are far-reaching. On the ISS, these 3D maps can be used for a variety of purposes, such as monitoring the condition of equipment, planning maintenance tasks, and even assisting astronauts with navigation. But the technology's potential extends well beyond the space station. It could be used to map the surfaces of planets, moons, and asteroids, providing valuable data for future exploration missions. Additionally, the ability to create detailed 3D maps in microgravity environments opens up new possibilities for research in fields like materials science and biotechnology.
How does this project fit into the broader goals of the ISS National Laboratory and space exploration as a whole?
The ISS National Laboratory is dedicated to advancing science and technology in space for the benefit of life on Earth. This project is a perfect example of how research conducted on the ISS can lead to breakthroughs with wide-ranging applications. By developing and testing this 3D mapping technology in the unique microgravity environment of the space station, researchers are paving the way for future exploration missions and pushing the boundaries of what's possible in space. Moreover, the collaboration between CSIRO and NASA highlights the importance of international cooperation in advancing space science and technology.
It's clear that this 3D mapping project on the ISS has the potential to be a game changer for space exploration and beyond. And speaking of incredible space achievements, NASA engineers have pulled off an amazing feat, fixing the Voyager 1 spacecraft from 15 billion miles away. Voyager 1, launched back in 1977, is the most distant human-made object in space. But in November of last year, it started sending back garbled nonsense instead of readable data. Now, after months of work, the NASA team has managed to get Voyager talking again. Here with more details is our Simply Space correspondent. So tell us, what exactly went wrong with Voyager 1?
Well, David, the issue stemmed from Voyager 1's onboard flight data system, or FDS. This system takes information from the spacecraft's various instruments and subsystems, bundles it together with health data about the craft itself, and sends it back to Earth. But one of the chips in the FDS became faulty, rendering that portion of the system and its code unusable. And unfortunately, being 15 billion miles away, the NASA team couldn't exactly send someone out there to replace the chip.
I can imagine that made for quite the challenge. So how did they manage to fix it remotely?
It was a real test of ingenuity. The engineers realized there wasn't a single location in Voyager's computer large enough to store the data and code from the faulty chip. So they had to break it up into smaller pieces and distribute it across various storage locations. Then they rewrote the associated code so that Voyager would know how to use this new bypass system. But here's the kicker. Because of the vast distance, every communication with Voyager has a 45-hour round-trip delay. So every time they wanted to test something, they had to send a signal, wait 22.5 hours for Voyager to receive it, and then another 22.5 hours for the response to come back. It was a painstaking process.
That's incredible. And this fix, it's fully operational now?
They've managed to restore the systems related to engineering data, meaning Voyager can now report back on its own health and status. The team is currently working on implementing the same fix for the science data systems. If all goes well, Voyager 1 should soon resume sending back its invaluable observations from interstellar space, nearly half a century after its launch. It's a testament to the durability of the spacecraft and the ingenuity of the NASA team.
Fixing a spacecraft at the edge of our solar system, 15 billion miles away, nearly 50 years after it left Earth, is a remarkable reminder of the incredible feats we're capable of. We'll be eagerly awaiting those first new transmissions from Voyager 1 as it continues its groundbreaking journey through interstellar space. And with that fascinating update, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Space. We'll see you back here tomorrow.